possible vaccine for cancer, weather advice for NASA, maybe even new fuel discoveries that make gasoline obsolete. All of this and more is happening every day here at one of the nation's top research universities, and you get to hear about it first, right here on Classic City Science.
It's summer in Georgia, which means it's mosquito season. Here to talk a little bit more about what we can expect this summer in terms of our mosquito population, we're joined by entomologist Elmer Gray. Thank you so much for being here.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Are we expecting a normal season in terms of mosquitoes or maybe a bigger mosquito population this year?
Up to this point, we came out of spring with a pretty high population. The wet periods of late spring produced a lot of floodwater mosquitoes along the rivers here in the upstate of Georgia. And that's kind of carrying over now with the heavy rainfall we've had. We're about 6 inches above normal here in the Athens area. Containers are full, and I would expect as soon as it turns hot, the container breeding mosquitoes are really going to start emerging and be prevalent.
So more water means more mosquitoes?
In general, yes. More water. There's more standing water. The larvae of the mosquitoes develop in standing water, and it provides more habitat for them.
Are there particular, I guess, species of mosquitoes, varieties of mosquitoes that are more popular here in this part of the state that we should be, I guess, watching out for?
Our most common pest in the heat of the summer is the Asian tiger mosquito, Aedes albopictus. It develops in containers around our homes, likes tires, any kind of stopped up drainage systems. And also in planted pots, the dishes under pots are really notorious and one of the most common sites around homes to develop mosquito larvae.
The best thing it sounds like we can do is empty out any container we have, check all the pots around the house. Is that typically what you recommend?
Absolutely. Eliminating standing water, but it's something we really have to be diligent about. It's not something we can just do this week. When we have an inch of rain, everything gets filled up again or gets repositioned. So it really needs to be a way of life. When you're out mowing grass, you're walking around your yard, pay attention to stuff because what's holding water this week may not be, you know, maybe something different next week. So it really has to be diligent about that.
And how long does it take a mosquito to form or be born?
All right, the eggs will hatch. The larvae can develop within probably 7 to 10 days. It depends on the heat, particularly the temperatures at night. As the overnight temperatures stay warm, mosquitoes start developing really quick at that point. So the overnight temperatures are critical. Spring and fall, when it's dropping off and getting cool in the evenings, things develop much slower. So here we're in prime production season now. The nights are staying warm, and there's a lot of standing water. So the mosquito populations are really going to take off, I would expect, in the coming weeks.
What do you recommend for somebody like me who lives way out in the woods? I can control, you know, what's happening right in my yard, but there might be some things right around my house that, you know, we have about 100 acres. There's a lot of stuff going on in the woods. I'm not going to trample around in the woods and check all of the possible places where water can collect. What can I do to keep myself safe at my property?
Oftentimes when you're in isolated conditions like that, you don't have as much of a problem as you do in an old neighborhood. The closer the houses are together, the older the neighborhoods, the more stuff there is in the yards, the more problems you have. When you're out like that on your own, being diligent about taking care of all your stuff will go a long ways to keeping the mosquitoes down. If you've got a big mosquito problem in your yard and you're the only house in 100 acres, you got something in your yard that you're not seeing or you're not aware of. So it's just being diligent, looking down, looking to drainage. The water's running off somewhere and underground drainage. Now if you're out in farm, it's not going to be a problem, but in town, any kind of underground drainage, we like to put our downspouts into corrugated pipes, take water off. Oftentimes those will be productive for mosquitoes. So drainage is really important.
What do you recommend for anyone that's going outside, should we be spraying pesticides on ourselves?
If you're seeing mosquitoes in an area, if you're going out to a park, watching ball games or something, there's mosquitoes around, I highly recommend using repellents. EPA-approved repellents are proven to be effective and safe. DEET is still my favorite choice. It's very effective. It's approved for use on children as young as 2 months of age. So you can put it on your hands, rub it on the exposed skin of your child. They'll be protected from mosquito bites. Then you can just wash it off when you come in. And it's been used since World War II and has saved more lives than anything associated with other mosquito control otherwise.
You talk about saving lives. Are there diseases that we need to be concerned about that are transferred to us from mosquitoes?
Absolutely. There's a lot of diseases transferred by mosquitoes. Malaria is still the number one disease worldwide transmitted by mosquitoes. Last year we dealt with the Zika outbreak and all of the problems associated with that. That appears to be waning a little bit. Mosquito control has been ramped up around the world, so that certainly has played a role in it, but the number of cases are down. Georgia had 118 travel cases last year. We only have one up to this point this year, so that's a really great sign. West Nile virus is still common, and the peak transmission period is August 15th to September 15th, so that's a late summer problem. The mosquitoes that transmit West Nile virus often develop in storm drains. So if we have a wet summer, those populations will get flushed out. We'll have less of those mosquitoes, less of a chance of West Nile disease at the end of the summer. So that's one of the things that kind of get mixed up. People think, oh, it's dry. Well, if it's dry, the storm drains are stagnant, and the southern house mosquito that transmits West Nile virus is more prevalent.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being here today to talk about mosquitoes and the way to prevent the spread of any disease.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Today we've been speaking to Elmer Gray, a public health extension specialist with the University of Georgia. For WUGA, I'm April Sorrow.